This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're expecting more information on the discovery of a Wisconsin teenager who's been missing since mid-October when her parents were found murdered in their home. Jamie Kloss apparently managing to get away from a captor and seeking help yesterday from a woman who was simply out for a walk and then made a 911 call to authorities describing Jamie's condition.
She was tired, she looked thin, I thought, thinner than her photographs anyway.
Authorities expected to release more details at a news conference later today. The U.S. military pullout from Syria has begun. The U.S.-led coalition fighting ISIS in Syria and Iraq confirming the withdrawal of troops and equipment is now underway. The president ordering that withdrawal of 2,000 troops last month. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
It's the first time since the shutdown began that some government workers will not be receiving their paychecks. The shutdown showing no end in sight, prompted by President Trump's demand for $5 billion to construct a massive border wall. The president visiting the border yesterday.
Out of that, 133.
Yesterday alone, you had
450 out of that.
The president speaking with a top-level agent from Border Patrol who says more than 100 illegals detained at the porous border from many countries other than Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras.
India, we apprehended some Pakistani.
So they apprehended people from the Middle East, and they do it all the time. You know, everybody says, well, where are they from? We're not talking about only Mexico. All over the world they come in.
That's USA Radio's Robbo Walensky reporting. Another protest is planned outside the Chicago studios of R&B singer R. Kelly tomorrow. They're calling for a boycott of Kelly's music and for him to be prosecuted for a growing number of sexual abuse allegations. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year's finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A new attempt made by a congresswoman to stop drunk driving. Democratic Michigan Representative Debbie Dingell is introducing legislation that would require all new vehicles to have interlock breathalyzer devices built in as standard equipment. That after a suspected drunk driver killed a suburban Detroit family of five over the past weekend in Kentucky. Dingell says the technology exists, but Congress needs to find the will to act. She called it a moral imperative to do everything possible to save lives, and she's pledging to work with both sides in Congress and the auto industry to get this change made. A stomach virus causing a Royal Caribbean cruise ship to return to port a day early. The Oasis of the Seas is to arrive back in Florida tomorrow instead of Sunday after more than 250 of its passengers and crew got sick. They're experiencing a norovirus-like illness that causes diarrhea as well as vomiting. Royal Caribbean saying in a statement the ship had over 6,000 passengers, so only about 3% of them got sick, but still they're returning early to thoroughly sanitize the ship before its next sailing. And actress Verna Bloom is dead. The character actress beginning her career in 1969, working until her final appearance in a 2003 episode of The West Wing. She died Wednesday from complications of dementia at the age of 80. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day right here at the intersection of faith and culture. We've got a great story for you. No doubt along the way, you probably have heard of Devin Still and his daughter, Leah. It has captured the hearts and minds of so many of us to, you know, hear of their story. A young man who had so much going for him, and you talk about a future. I believe, you know, he had the qualities to become ultimately a Hall of Fame NFL football player as well. He had all the skill set. But for something dramatic in his life, his world got turned upside down, and he had a choice to make. And out of the choice that he made, he realized and taught us all that there's nothing like family. That is the higher calling. We may have the skill set to be a Hall of Fame football player, but given the choice of, hey, do I go for fame or do I go for family, Devin Still made the right choice. And it's documented in his book, Finding the Faith to Tackle Life's Biggest Challenges, Still in the Game. Devin Still, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Well, Devin, I got to tell you, and I know you've heard this time and again, and hopefully you don't get tired of hearing it, but you and Leah are such an inspiration because we all come to that crossroads of life that sometimes what we may think in our own consciousness is our future and our destiny, there's that oh but God moment, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I always thought that being in the NFL would be my biggest accomplishment, that I was destined to be, you know, an NFL player, a football player. But I realized through my daughter's struggle that, you know, it wasn't my destination, but football was only my vehicle that would lead me to a greater path and a greater impact on the world.
Mm-hmm. And like others before you, and there will be others after you that come to that point to make that life-defining choice. And in your case, I mean, you stand as a strong example. Let's talk a little bit about your background. I mean, you know, your father was an athlete. You grew up raised, for the most part, later on by a single mom. But your dad still kind of stayed in the periphery. I mean, he kept an eye on you, right?
Yeah, so my parents got divorced when I was in the third grade, and I ended up moving with my mom. My dad was very much involved in my life during that time, but I wasn't seeing him as often as I was used to as far as growing up in the same household with him. And then, you know, things got pretty tough with my mom, mm-hmm. trying to raise three kids in one household and working multiple jobs, that we ended up getting evicted. And my dad did something that really surprised all of us, and I talk about it in my book, where he allowed all us, including my mom, to move into his house until she got back on her feet.
Mm-hmm. So they had realized that the relationship had to be subordinated to you kids. And, you know, for him to have the grace, you know, and it's extraordinary. You know, this would be unheard of that, a divorced couple would be able to do that. But that says a lot about, you know, the quality of character of both your parents.
Yeah, definitely. I think that they understood what was more important. And it wasn't about the differences that they had, but it was about coming together and keeping that commitment to do everything they can to afford us the best life possible.
What were life's biggest lessons that you learned from your dad?
Number one, it would be to keep my word. I talk about in a book where, you know, I was going on all these different official visits when I was coming out of high school, and I initially wanted to go to Ohio State after my official visit. I told my dad that he could let the coaches know that that's the place I was going. Mm-hmm. When we were riding home, he told me that I had promised Penn State that I was going to come visit their school, and they probably spent a lot of time getting ready for me. And I needed to be a man of my word and still attend that visit, even if I thought that I wanted to go to Ohio State. And that was one of the best decisions I ever made because I ended up falling in love with the school, and Penn State taught me so much to help me build up so much character. To him teaching me I had to be a man of my word, regardless of how I felt or regardless of what came up in my life, it really taught me a lot.
Well, you know, certainly, you know, that period of time, because you were there with Joe Paterno, and it's unfortunate, because many, many years ago, I had the honor to interview Coach Paterno. And my big takeaway from that conversation was his passion for his players, that he wanted everybody to graduate. It was more than just football, wasn't it?
Yeah, he really embodied student before athlete. I know a lot of people talking about it, but he actually lived it, and he wanted us to win in the classroom more than he wanted us to win on the field, because he understood that when you're committed to doing the things that you don't want to do in order to succeed in doing the things that you want to do, then that translates over. So if we put that same amount of energy into the classroom, then we'll be just as dedicated on the football field.
Exactly. Well, in 2012, take us to that night where the announcement was made that you were being drafted by the Bengals. What was that for you?
No, it was really an emotional roller coaster. For me, my senior year, I had a breakout season. You know, I was up for a lot of different awards in the country. But being the captain at Penn State, I had to make a decision. You know, as a leader, you have to make decisions that are in the best interest of the people you're leading, not necessarily your vision or your goals or dreams. And I had to do that when the Sandusky scandal came out and the team was thinking about boycotting the bowl game. But I had talked the team into going to the bowl game because I knew that was sending the wrong message to the university, that I was okay to give up when you felt like people were doing you wrong. And I knew we couldn't do that during that time. So I ended up talking the team into going to the bowl, and I got injured, and I wasn't able to go to the senior bowl or train for the combine. And I believe that made me drop in a draft. And I was projected a first round pick, but I ended up getting drafted in the second round, 53rd overall. And I didn't even think that my name was going to get called, but finally here, my name get called that second day, was like nothing else matters. I didn't getting drafted in the first round didn't matter because my dream was finally here and it was real and I was finally in the NFL.
And you knew that when it came time for you to show what you had, that you would show them that you were worthy of a first round draft choice.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened when we went out when we had the report for rookie minicamp. I was having a really good camp, and everybody was talking about how I should have been the number one pick, but I ended up getting hurt again. The previous injury that I had in college where I blew out my back, it came up again, and then things just started spiraling out of control with injuries after that, and then that followed with Leah being diagnosed.
Yeah, 2 years later. And we're going to get deeper into that on the other side of the break. We're visiting with Devin Steele. His just-released book, I'll tell you, this is an inspiring story. It is raw. He lays it out for you. And this will encourage you. And like so many of us, you'll become another parent to Leah because she is just so precious. Still in the Game is the name of the new book. Devin Steele is with us, Finding the Faith to Tackle Life's Biggest Challenges. More after this.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hvextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hvextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
See, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember?
Back with the America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Devin Still continues. We're talking about his brand new book, Still in the Game, just like his last name, Finding the Faith to Tackle Life's Biggest Challenges. Real quick, just to go back a little bit to your childhood, you mentioned there was a time in your life, Devin, when your grandmother, like her grandmother before, realized that you needed to have some spiritual upbringing. And reluctantly, like most kids your age, you find yourself in church, going through the motions. But yet there were some seeds that were deposited during that period of time in your life, was it not?
Yeah, I think that's why I was first introduced to faith, to God, to the church. And, my grandma was heavily involved in the church, and she would take us there. Every Sunday, we would stay the night there on some Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. And as a kid, you don't really understand the importance of just immersing yourself in that type of environment. But when she moved away to Detroit, we really didn't have that in our lives anymore because our parents wasn't big in the church. So mm-hmm. we stopped going to church after that.
Well, and then you get to this point, fast forward, as you mentioned, things are looking good. You get drafted, by the Bengals. They're realizing, hey, look it, we got a steal here. This kid's a blue chip prospect. He should have been first, drafted in round one. We got a deal here in round two. Things are looking up. You get injured, and as you're trying to, come back and realize your dream, you get the news of Leah. This is all happening within 2 years, right?
Right. So the first season, like I said, I was battling that back injury, but I started to get, my feet up under me, and I had a breakout game against the Broncos, where mm-hmm. I had 8 tackles, I believe, and 2 tackles for loss, and then things really started going in the right direction. But one of our veterans came back out for IR, and they elected to go with him. But leading into the second year, they let him go, and they told me that I was going to take on a much bigger role that year because they believed I was going to have a big jump in my career. Mm-hmm. But then I ended up dislocating my elbow against the Lions. And then a couple of weeks after that, after making it back from that, I ended up having back surgery, and my season was over. And then like a week after the back surgery, I ended up getting diagnosed with blood clots in my lungs. And if I didn't make it to the hospital when I did, then I probably wouldn't be here talking to you right now.
Right.
And then not long after that, Leah was diagnosed with cancer. So my second year in the league was just absolutely crazy. And then to end it with hearing that my daughter had cancer really just flipped my world upside down.
Yeah, stage 4, neuroblastoma. I mean, this is, all the pieces in your life that seem to be so ordered and moving in the right direction, suddenly everything comes crashing down on you, Devin. What were you thinking?
I was thinking that I needed to get my life together. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons why I had got back into church, because I knew I couldn't do it on my own. I knew that the perspective that I had on life wasn't going to be enough for me to make it through my struggles. So me and my wife elected to get back into the church and really try to build a closer relationship with God. And we did it at the right time, because 2 months after getting baptized, that's when Leah was diagnosed with cancer. And if we didn't have our faith in this battle, then I don't believe we would have had anything.
You know, Devin, I hear this time and time again when people that go through these kind of crises, and I don't know how you do it without God.
No, I don't think you can, because it's a dark place inside those hospitals. It's a dark place when you're going through a struggle, and if you just rely on your own conscience, if you rely on your own understanding about life, then a lot of times you won't make it through. Like hearing the doctors tell me my daughter had a 50% chance of dying is something that continued to play in my head over and over again, especially when the cancer spread out her body. But because I believed in a higher power, I believed that making it through that storm was possible.
Exactly. And then you stopped listening to what the doctor said and started listening to what God said, the miracle maker, the healer himself. And instead of looking at a 50% chance of dying, you're saying, hey, we got a 50% chance of living. So you turned it upside down.
Exactly. I had to go from saying that I didn't want my daughter to die to I wanted my daughter to live. Mm-hmm. There's so many people out there that's going through a struggle in their life right now, and they're talking about how they don't want their life to go down the wrong path, or they don't want to fail in life. But when you focus on these things, more likely you're going to go in that direction. Like, I know people heard the story of when you look, you can be on an empty road driving down the street, but if you're looking at the one pole in the desert, then your car is probably going to go towards that pole because that's what you're focusing on. So
exactly.
People need to stop focusing on the negative things in their lives and start focusing on the positives.
Yeah, we call that target focusing, and if anybody has ridden a motorcycle, they know exactly what you're talking about, because if you focus on that pole, sure enough, you're gonna find it. So you had to adjust your thinking and start listening to the word of God. And for Leah, here it is. I mean, my goodness, Devin. I mean, to hear her talk, 4 years later, that she's been in remission. Is she getting a full clearance now at this point?
No, she can't get a full clearance ever. Just when she gets to the 5-year mark, the chances of the cancer coming back drops dramatically. But right now, we're still in the fight. But we're still focused on, just living each and every day like she's already a cancer survivor.
Right. Well, I know the feeling. I myself am a cancer survivor, and we keep fighting, the good fight every day, trusting in the Word of God and His higher calling. You wrote about five things here as we wrap things up that you wish you'd have known about being a cancer dad. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that I learned throughout this struggle with Leah having cancer, and I wanted to come out with a list that I could give some of the parents who are facing this battle right now so that they have the tools to really overcome the struggle. The first one is I wish I knew it was okay to be vulnerable in front of Leah. Because as I was writing this book, when I sat down and we talked with Leah, I told her about how when I was in Cincinnati and she was in Philadelphia, I would have to FaceTime her to see her. Mm-hmm. She was going through all these different changes with her hair falling out, her eyebrows falling out, her getting skinnier, tubes sticking all out of her body. Mm-hmm. And all I wanted to do was to be there and hug her and kiss her and let her know it was going to be okay.
Right.
And every time we would hang up the phone, I would just break down and cry because I didn't want to cry when I was on the phone with her. And when I told her this while we were writing this book, she started to tell me how every time we got off the phone, she would go in the bathroom in the hospital and cry as well. And I really regret not being able to share that moment with her on the phone and just cry together and let each other know what we were going through.
Right.
The second one is I wish I knew I should have took better care of myself. Like, I gained so much weight during that time. Like, I was just putting myself through a lot, especially coming off that back surgery, because I was putting all of my focus on Leah. And a lot of parents in this situation do that. They forget to take care of themselves.
Good point.
Because they're
yes.
too busy trying to take care of their child. But you have to understand that you can't give what you don't have. And if you don't take care of yourself, then you're not giving your child everything you have. You're really hurting yourself and you're hurting your child without knowing. The third thing is I wish I wouldn't have went online to read everything. Like, being thrown into that world, I didn't understand what the doctors were telling me. And a lot of times I relied on Google, and Google made her battle with cancer that was already scary even scarier, because there's nothing good that you read online. So sometimes it clouded my judgment, it clouded my movements and my moves. And
right.
I just wish that people stay off the line and just really focus on their battle.
We got about 30 seconds left, so let's go to 4 and 5 real quick. Go ahead.
Okay, the fourth one is I wish I knew that it wasn't my fault what Leah was going through, because a lot of parents just blame themselves for what their kids go through. And the fifth one is I'm glad I understood that no matter what we were going through, we were still in the game and we were willing to continue to fight.
Well, Devin, again, thank you to you and Leah, your family. Team Still, because it is the whole team, the family team, that is quite extensive, that is part and parcel of this very touching story. Still in the game, Devin Still, finding the faith to tackle life's biggest challenges. Thank you, Devin. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Presidential lawyer Rudy Giuliani reportedly suggesting that the president's legal team should be allowed to, in his words, correct special counsel Robert Mueller's final report before Congress gets to see it. The Hill reports Giuliani made the remark in an interview last evening, quoted as saying, "Mueller's team is not God. They could be wrong." Mueller's required to submit his final report to the attorney general, who would then decide what to do with it. Missing since mid-October, 13-year-old Jamie Kloss of Wisconsin has been found alive. Peter Kosinkis was among those who helped her when she apparently got free from her captor yesterday.
She looked just like her pictures, but thinner. She looked like she wasn't able to take a bath and take care of herself.
Reports are one man's in custody in connection with her disappearance. Authorities to release more details later today. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
America, Bill Martinez here. Remember, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Lou Euler joins us now, founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Happy New Year, Lou. How you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing well. Happy New Year to you. And it is a Happy New Year because
it really is.
In December, we had 300,000-plus new jobs created in America when they anticipated less than 200,000. So we're on track with tax reform performing as it represented. You bet.
You know, that was such great news, Lou, and was so underreported. I mean, you know, again, the mainstream media is missing in action on this deal for an opportunity to bless this country and to bless the labor force to, you know, add to the enthusiasm of this country. But they just cannot, for all, you know, for all the tea in China, they just cannot give this president any credit or give him any kind of kudos whatsoever. I mean, if Barack Obama would have generated something like this, my goodness, rockets, red glare, the White House would be in all kinds of festival colors and God only knows what else. But, you know, this is disappointing because, you know, here we are at a time, you know, for the last 2 years, digging ourselves out of a hole that the eight previous years gave us. And we're reticent to celebrate, you know, success.
Absolutely, and you're absolutely right. This is a anti-Trump response from the major media that just cannot bring themselves to add plaudits when they are due.
Yes.
And we fight the same darn thing with this border business. Mm-hmm. He simply wants to protect the Americans from the infiltration of the foreigners who shouldn't be here and might be bringing bad things and bad people in, mm-hmm. and they can't even applaud that.
Right.
It's just amazing.
Lou, it's not even Mike Bring. I mean, it's empirical. The CDC, for years, you and I have talked about this, that you've got people coming in from other countries that are now bringing back diseases that we've eradicated. You know, and some of this stuff is yet to be really, you know, solidified. But no doubt, I mean, why are some of these old diseases now creeping back into the marketplace that were once eradicated? And the only difference is that we've opened up our borders in such ways that we're not even staying on top of this and doing the people justice by protecting them against any kind of foreign disease, for that matter. And I know some people are so shocked and they're offended by that, but this is all part and parcel of what governments are supposed to do, what the president is responsible for doing, and that is protecting the national security. That has been job one, and job one has escaped presidents of recent history. Time and again, they have left this country vulnerable, and we have paid a big price, whether, you know, you want to revisit 9/11 or any other travesty that has occurred domestically here in this country. I look to the president and the failure of, you know, the office of the president doing their job.
You bet. And, you know, when you look at the data on homicides, on assaults, on crimes that are committed on the flow of illegal drugs into the United States. This is a major issue, and yet the investigative reporters of the major media have not tried to find out who is paying for this.
I exactly.
mean, thousands of people don't come from Honduras and below, and now what are they talking about? 10 to 15,000 that are gathering to, you know, they have to be transported, fed, all kinds of stuff. That mm-hmm. takes millions of dollars.
Exactly.
There's somebody doing this, and we need to find out who's doing it.
But there's no crisis at the border, Lou. See, all this is all being hyped up to listen to the Democrats, and it just galls me because they're just, you know, just shooting off the hip here without they themselves going to the border. And to your point, you know, there were very few investigative reporters, for sure. You know, Sarah Carter was on the show. She was in the midst. She went in to the crowd of people, the migrants coming to the border to see what was going on, and she reported clearly there were more males than females. There were more male, single males than families, and it was much, you know, much more dangerous than what the mainstream media wanted to report. And they found out later probably 500-600, you know, criminals in the midst. And, you know, of course, the way the Democrats would report this is, you know, that's such a small number. Well, the last time I checked, all it does is take one, right? You know, to do
yes.
some damage. You know, look at what happened in 9/11. How many people there? It wasn't that many who came in and did just absolute carnage to this country that we're still spinning over, and we still don't know the whole truth and nothing but about. This is the kind of stuff that we're playing with here, and real people, real lives. You know, we just went through the holiday, and you have angel families, angel mom and dads who sat there at the holiday Christmas and Christmas table with a loved one that they're missing and that will not come back. They are gone forever because illegals have murdered their children. You know, and when is enough enough here?
Absolutely. And, you know, this whole border issue is the confluence of a lot of things to do with the employment level as well.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get things orderly at the border, let people in who need to be here, who have the proper visas and the proper skills, then we have done what we need to do for them, for the proper foreigners, and
exactly.
for American industry that needs many of the skills. Let's get that done and worked out instead of, you know, having to spend all our time on these problem areas.
How about just enforcing the laws that are in place right now, Lou? I mean, we have purposely turned our, you know, turned our eyes away from the laws. I mean, look what California is doing. I mean, you've got to be, you know, just in absolute shock to see. And, of course, no big surprise, Gavin Newsom coming in, and he's going to double down. And then, and then of course, in New York, you've got the mayor there saying, hey, you're not going to do better than us. I mean, we're going to offer, we are going to offer health care for illegal immigrants. I mean, what do they think is going to happen?
I know, and the expansion of state spending in California that Newsom is recommending for early childhood education, for single-payer medical and all that sort of thing will just totally disrupt and bankrupt the state of California. So, you know, it is time that we had a new glory and restoration of the California you and I have known and
exactly.
loved.
Well, Lou, that's not going to happen when Democrats are allowed to, you know, rig the voting process the way they did, ballot harvesting that they conducted. I still maintain, I don't know, you know, I, before I moved east, I was in Huntington Beach, California, which was Dana Rohrabacher's district, which was, you know, constantly a red district. In one voting cycle, it goes blue. That's impossible, Lou, unless somebody is messing and rigging the system.
Well, you're absolutely right. We're looking into that. The ballot harvesting that was going on that we now have evidence of for six congressional districts in California, we're looking into that and seeing whether a lawsuit should be filed to negate the outcome of those because six Republicans won on election night, only to lose 2 weeks ago, later because of the ballot, the invalid ballots that were filed.
Well, Republicans were treated like Bernie Sanders, really, you know, when you think about it, because the Democrats enacted, they passed a law late night without any fanfare. Nobody knew about it. I don't know how the Republican Party was not aware of this, that they were allowing for ballot harvesting. What did they think was going to happen?
Yes. Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right, and we've got to we're looking into that, and I think fundamental federal minimum standards for election were frankly violated, and we're taking a look to see if that is accurate.
Well, keep me informed, Lou. We got to stay on top of this. We've got to clean this up because people are losing faith in the process. You know, people of conservative values go, why should I even participate if the system is rigged, right?
Absolutely.
This is a heartbreak. So keep us informed. Lou Euler, founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lou. Appreciate it.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket costs. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can
help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bill Martinez, live.
His name is Jesus. His name is freedom. He's broken every chain.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Stephen Moore over there, senior economic contributor for FreedomWorks, economist and author of the new book, Trumponomics, Inside Trump's America First Strategy. Steve, Happy New Year. Good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hi, Bill. Happy New Year to you, too.
Hey, boy, I'll tell you, we ended the year. I know fourth quarter, December especially, a little crazy with stock market. But, boy, the creation, the announcement of 312,000 jobs, what a great way to end the year.
You better believe it. It was those numbers just blew me away. And I'm one of Donald Trump's biggest fans and architects of his economic program. But, you know, not only do we get 317,000 jobs, we had 50,000 revision upward from previous months. So it's more like 365,000 jobs. Mm. And then we had, the biggest wage gains in 15 years. We now have the lowest black, Hispanic, female unemployment rates ever. We have now 27 states that have their lowest unemployment rates ever. So, you know, I labeled 2018 the year of the American worker because if there's no better time in modern history that has been better to find a job than today in America.
You know, there's many things to appreciate about this president, how he's fought for the every man and woman of this country, the forgotten man and woman, some would say. But Donald Trump has not forgotten them. But what I appreciate is every time there's a revision on numbers, they always go up. And I remember for 8 years, whenever there was a revision under the Obama administration, those numbers always went down.
Well, it is interesting that we've seen these big upward revisions. I don't know if there's anything political going on there. I doubt it. I think it's just that the economy is growing, you know, so fast now that it's hard for the statisticians to keep up with. And also, you know, you're getting all these new businesses that are forming that are hiring workers. And a lot of times they're not in the standard, mm-hmm. when we do these surveys, a lot of those businesses are not in the survey. And then we catch up and we say, hey, look at this business. It's now got, 60 or 80 workers. But the bottom line here is, you know, the real economy is good. I am worried a little bit about the Fed. I think the Fed is a big problem right now. The Federal Reserve keeps raising interest rates, and that is causing, it's taking dollars out of the economy at a time when prices are actually falling. I mean, look at what's happened to the price of oil, except for the price of wool and cotton and wheat and steel and lumber. I mean, that's an indication that there is some deflationary effect in the economy. And, you know, think about this. We have lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. We've got wages growing. We've got no inflation. We've got strong economic growth. Bill, somebody needs to tell me what problem here the Fed is trying to fix.
Exactly. Meanwhile, the world's eyes are on America saying, we want some of that, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's like, I'll have what she's having, as they said in that famous movie. But I think that, you know, I'm a little worried about that. My eyes are really following very closely the trade negotiations with China, because, you know, that's the other big overhang on the economy, whether Trump can pull out this trade deal with China. I hope he can. I mean, China is a bad actor. We've got to get a better trade negotiation, I mean, trade relationship with China, because they've been abusing us for a long time. They've been stealing and cheating, and they saw right before Christmas a big story about them hacking into our computer systems and, you know, industrial espionage that's going on. I mean, we can't continue with that. We've got to clean that up. I think Trump's going to win there. I think, you know, they've got 40 days left before that deadline, and I think Beijing wants a deal.
Do you think the announcement out of Beijing that President Xi called the army to arms saying get ready for war, does the trade negotiation have anything to do with that, or is it just, you know, some other outside forces that caused, you know, President Xi to make that statement?
Who knows? I mean, you know, it's hard to get into the minds and the thinking of the government in Beijing. But it's certainly not a good sign, is it? You know, China's become more militaristic, more mercantilistic, more criminal in a lot of their activities. You know, they are saber rattling in the China South Sea. You know, the Asian neighbors, whether it's Taiwan, whether it's India, whether it's other countries in the region, Singapore, are getting very nervous about what China is doing. We have to recognize, Bill, that China is no longer a friend. They're not an ally. They are the new Soviet Union. We're up against an enemy here.
Right, exactly. And, you know, with all the, as we say, the upside of, you know, the indicators here in this country and with our economy, you know, there were some analysts saying the R word, but then almost immediately, which I was appreciative to hear back, that they're saying, wait a minute, you guys need to step away from the bar. There's no recession.
Well, you know, the people who said that there's a recession are the people who want the recession. Right. I mean, there are a lot of Americans who are liberals who hate Trump more than they love America, who would like to see Americans lose their job to make some kind of a political point. You know, but no, look, the real economy is doing great. You know, it's even the New York Times said the economy is sizzling now. The New York Times is no friend of Donald Trump's. So, now look, what could happen the next year? Could we have a recession? I would say no, never. You know, but I don't see any signs of it. I'm with Larry Kudlow. As far as I can see in the future, I don't see a recession.
Right.
I see a strong economy, strong construction, strong manufacturing slowed down a little bit from an all-time high. You know, we've got, consumers spent like crazy during Christmas. Now, you know, when the stock market falls like it has, that's going to have a negative effect on people's spending, because there's what we call a wealth effect. But on the other hand, you know, I just think the real economy is good. We've got a good tax system now. We've got a good deregulation, pro-business environment. And so I'm going to say no recession as far as I can see.
Well, and we'll have to wait and see what the Democrats do. As you say, you've got people, those antithetical forces that are willing to sell their souls to try to take Donald Trump down and work against the better interests of this country. And
well, you've got somebody like Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez who says we should have a 70% tax rate. You want a recession?
Yeah.
That'll get a good long recession.
Right.
That'll throw millions of people out of work. Yeah, put back in place a 70% tax rate.
Yeah, why would we give place to a 29-year-old inexperienced individual who's become a gaffe machine already?
Well, because, it's the old saying, right? You know this one, Bill, that if you're not a socialist before the age of 30, you have no heart. And if you're still a socialist after the age of 30, you have no brain. So let's give her one more year.
Okay. Well, so we'll have to write it out and see how much more excitement comes out that hasn't already been exposed in her short tenure already.
With respect, I mean, a lot of these people in politics, people like Valerie Cortez, they don't know anything about job creation. I mean, this is the problem with Barack Obama and so many liberals. They don't know how to create jobs. They've never been in business. They don't know how to make a payroll. That's this thing I think Americans love about this president. He knows how to run a business. He knows how to make businesses succeed. He knows how to hire workers. And those are the kind of people you want to ask for economic advice.
Exactly.
Not a 29-year-old who just graduated from college.
Well, Steve, we're underestimating the enthusiasm level of so many Americans. And you and I talked about this before, and that is the people who have been on the sidelines that wanted to open up their own business. I mean, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Chase, every bank I've spoken with have said, Bill, we are so bullish on new business right now. They are opening up in record numbers. And what excites me about that is the individual sense of value that is coming out. This isn't just males. This is females. These are entrepreneurs that are really jettisoning the backbone of our country.
Yeah, well put. And, you know, the line by, we mentioned Alexandra Cortez, the other woman who's been in the news lately has been Elizabeth Warren, and she was in Iowa saying, we need an economy that works for the middle class. I'm like, what are you talking about? What planet are you living on?
Look at
the United States. We've got the first big wage gains in 30 years. The big wage gains, according to the Wall Street Journal, are going to middle-class workers. We have, we've created a million new manufacturing and construction jobs. Those are the jobs that liberals said would never come back. So, Trump is creating a middle-class economy today.
Well, let me ask you this, Steve. Wasn't it her and the Obama policies and their economy that killed the middle class?
Well, it was a weak recession. I mean, recovery. It was, the weakest recovery from recession since the Great Depression. Now, in my book, Trumponomics that Art Lapper and I just came out with mm-hmm. Read the chapter, folks, on Obamanomics and why it failed. It was, we got a recovery, but it was so anemic. There were whole areas of the country, outside of Silicon Valley and Washington, D.C. and some Wall Street that didn't, feel any recovery. And now mm-hmm. we've got a real recovery coming. So I'm very pleased about that. And I think Americans, that's why I think Trump is going to be in good shape in 2020 because he has brought jobs to those middle-class workers who, what we call the forgotten Americans.
Exactly. Well, Steve, the Fed didn't help us out either during the Obama administration with, their quantitative easing and printing up trillions of dollars to dump in the economy that at some point down the road, we're going to have to reconcile.
I think the Fed should be cutting rates. I think we've got a great, great economy. All we need to do is the Fed, to accommodate this by not sucking the oxygen out of the economy.
I think
there was no reason for, rate increases. And, you put a good monetary policy on place of on top of a good tax and regulatory structure. By the way, 2018, we had more tax revenues than any year in American history. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Yeah, so liberals are running around. The tax cut's causing the deficit. What are you talking about? We got more revenues in than any time in history, and they're saying the tax cut caused this? It's the out-of-control spending, and that's where I'm going to give Trump some low marks. I want him to start vetoing these spending bills.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, he made it pretty well known. You could tell last year when he signed that bill, he said he would never do it again, and I think this is what's kind of given him the courage right now to go along with shutting down the government. Let's get these things... Let's get America back on track and let's be responsible with our spending.
Yeah, and I think out of a $4 trillion economy, we can certainly afford, a couple billion dollars for a wall.
You think so? Yeah. Especially with the USMCA just around the corner, which is going to return billions of dollars, not to mention the billions of dollars we've already collected on tariffs from China, right?
So right about that. And, I was looking at these pictures this morning. Nancy Pelosi has a wall and a fence around her compound, but I guess she doesn't want one around America.
I guess not. Steve Moore, economist and author of the new book, Trumponomics, Inside Trump's America's First Strategy. Steve, as always, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Homemakers.